Okie dokie, and welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show. You have my mic. And
I have his mic.
And Mike and Ty from the last show.
Yeah, dirty. So if you haven't heard the last show, then please go to our Halloween edition.
Right. So.
And now we are at the Dios de Muertos.
Oh, no. I think that Choda wrote a story about that, too, but we're not going to read it on this show.
No.
Yeah.
Not today.
So, hey, welcome back to BGSS. We're going to do a real quick opening, and then we've got some questions and stuff to
I'm all about the quick opening.
Yeah.
I do like a good quick opening.
Yeah.
Slide in, dump and slide out.
No. You like that?
Let the worms split clinical on your snout.
Ew. But, yeah.
No, I like them alive, though.
Get an STD check.
You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right, it's time for the Big Gay Sex Show with the two big studs themselves.
Talk to me.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
All right. Hey, welcome to Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still do not.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija.
And you already read that one, so make one up. Can you do it on the spot?
And I'm Ouija, the fuckiest fuck of fucking fuck.
You know what? There's a lot of guys in Sacramento that would agree. Excuse me. Hey, Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to, and our vintage podcast archive from 2007, because vintage is better than calling it old.
We are vintage.
Yeah, we're almost 20 years vintage, dude. Anyway, you can do something. You can become a patron of the show for as little as a dollar a month over at patreon.com/bgsh and guess what? I don't know if we talked about this on the last show or the last show, no, two shows ago, but when we're starting to post more, the upper levels, the 5 and 10 levels are starting to see more of your gifts. Shall we say?
My gifts and my videos.
Yep. Well, everybody gets to see your Wednesday, your Ouija Wednesday videos, which is tomorrow. Yeah. Well, kind of. Back in time. anyway, we want to thank our current patrons and also to those that are interacting with us over on Patreon. Thank you. Our free patrons. We see you. We love you. Hello. And also, a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on Instagram, Blue Sky, all that, where you can find us at BGSS.
Weep, weep.
Yeah. So.
So, buttons on your clothes.
Tell me about your orgy.
Let's see, which one?
Well, I know you can't hardly keep track anymore, but you were kind of telling me a little story about like one that was like the biggest orgy you've ever been in, I think. Well, I don't know about that, but anyway, bigger than you've talked about for a long time.
It was fantastic.
Yeah?
It was remarkable. It was 17 men and one dream.
17 men.
17 men.
And that wasn't in a bathhouse either.
That was in oddly enough, in an old Oddfellas hall. But anyway.
What? Really?
Holla!
Kind of cool.
So it's on a private ranch, but it was a hall that was used by a lot of different groups.
Mm-hmm.
So went from Oddfellas to gay fellas.
So now, is this a carefully curated orgy? 17 guys made the cut, huh?
Because it started off as 20, but...
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Who knew?
And it dwindled down to 15. But then a couple of people showed up unannounced. And luckily...
They're just like, hi, we just wanted to bring you a oh, look, it's an orgy!
They're like, let's just step on inside and take a ride. Mm-hmm. It's on the magic bus.
Yeah.
So anyways, so it was quite an experience. You know, I have been in other orgies, but nowhere quite that many.
Yeah.
So I think 12 was my last running number.
Okay.
Maybe close to 15, but this one was 17. Anywho. But it was quite something. Most guys were versatile, so there was a lot of switching and swapping, not for myself, because I was too busy up the guts of so many. A lot of very exceptionally good-looking men. Some incredibly sexy 27-year-old to 35-year-olds. But then a lot of men also around 40s, 50s, you know.
Excellent.
So it was a wide age range, but everybody's having a great time. I think everybody better have DoxyPet before they, you know, when they got it done. But anyways, because you never know in situations like that. And actually, the funny thing about that is if you are going to partake in that, so many people are on DoxyPep now to where, you know, it's good. I mean, meaning that, you know, even if you're that random guy who accidentally, you know, came and not on DoxyPep, you know, you're going to be less likely to walk away with diseases because everybody else is DoxyPep. Yeah. So that's a good thing as well. So, it was a great time. Good looking men, beautiful men. 3 hours later, I was spent. That was 3 hours of, that was a lot.
How many times did you come?
I only came about 4 times, but.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a lot of, it was a lot of swapping, switching, and, you know.
Yeah.
But, it was a great time. Did start to max out a little bit. I should have brought some of this delicious coconut water with me. Because it's filled with electrolytes. At a party like that, you need electrolytes.
Oh, yeah.
And so bring your, like, your low-sugar Gatorade or your, you know, and here's a couple of things. So just, you know, when you're going there, you know, if you're a popper user, bring a fresh bottle of your own poppers. Mm. Keep an eye on it. They even have popper holders now. So some of these guys had their cute little popper necklaces. And and you're hearing it slap their chest as
I'm
you're
just thinking
them.
Like, oh, I need to go on Etsy and find myself the new popper.
You know, and you can probably find something that's really beautifully bedazzled.
Yeah.
You know, with cute little stars.
You know, and, I think a cottage industry has begun.
Yep. Gotta get your popper holder and your lube holder. Something that came with, like, there was just as many popper necklaces as there was lube necklaces.
See, that's the thing. You get a necklace, and it's got, like, your lube holder, your popper holder, like, I don't know what else would...
Well, you know, in all honesty, I wish I had had, like, a Batman utility belt.
Yeah.
I mean, screw the necklace. I could get a Batman utility belt. Got my fresh poppers. I got a little, you know, dispenser for tissues. You know, to wipe down, wipe off. Little wet wipe, you know.
Have a little hose, a little gun machine. So you're like, you know what? You're not totally clean, sir. Psst, you know.
I just don't know where they put that.
Yeah. Well, or what.
But luckily the hosts had a, that was where it lived up in Foothills. But the hosts are a very sexy couple.
Yeah.
And so they, they're definitely kind of trolling the scruff for the hottest. For their taste. Well, honestly, we were all curated to their tastes.
Yeah.
You know, so that was pretty cool. You know, I mean, it's kind of interesting to be part of somebody else's sexual fantasy.
Right.
So but they had plenty of washrooms for people to clean out in. Good. So if people needed to do that, they were ready to go. Mm. I mean, I, you know, even when I top, remember folks, I mean, I kind of drill this in all the time, but even if you top, you know, make sure your back door is clean, because you don't want to show up at an orgy and have a dirty back door.
No. It's anywhere and have a dirty back door.
True. I mean, you don't want
to. How many times have we been blowing somebody and been like, oh, dude.
Gotten a whiff of
just
something.
Just because you're a top or you're only into oral doesn't mean.
Yeah, doesn't mean you can't keep that clean.
Right.
You know, you don't need a deep clean, you need just a clean.
Right, and but that's pretty cool. I mean, obviously they have to be a hot couple because they live out in, and I don't want to be detailed, but they live out in the middle of freaking nowhere to have that many hot guys converge from
their
property.
Yep.
All over.
Yeah.
You know, from quite a range.
From other states, too.
Wow. So, I mean, they must be, you know, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, so we're in California. They came from Nevada. So
next thing you know, you're scrolling like an OnlyFans, and you're like, "Holy shit, they were recording!"
That's what I told them too. I said, "Hey, you know." So in the middle, actually, it's funny you said that because I even in the middle of it, I'm like, "Damn, you guys need to like hook up the OnlyFans."
Yeah,
and a couple people like turn around going, "What?" And I'm like, "No, no, it's not happening right now."
Right,
and they're all like, "Oh, next time, that's what's happening." And I'm like, well, next time, too, you guys need to, like, at least pass the hat, because, you know, because, I mean, we're drinking up there, like, you know, because they're not drinkers.
Yeah.
So we're drinking up all their bubbly waters and all this, you know.
Well, yeah, but also, I mean, they're the ones that are hosting and curating and basically, you know, so, I mean, it's they're paying you with the party favors, winky, winky.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, yeah.
Yeah. But no, that's pretty awesome. Okay, so we talked a little bit on the last show about my liking to write lyrics and then turn them into fun songs. Another one that we popped out there was called "The Sweetest Slut in Sacramento," which even though it sounds like it's you, it, you know, the in the song it's mostly a hot bottom.
It's dedicated to all Sacramento's slutty boys.
It is. It truly is. So, but it was very fun. I love the way it came out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you even liked it a little bit.
I did. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the AI stuff right now, but this has been fun.
Right. And knowing that the lyrics, there's actual creativity and somebody, you know, doing
genuine
stuff adds some stuff to it. All right, well, sir, we have some listener feedback from our very sweet friend John, who wrote in and said, "Hey, Matt and Luigi, I really enjoyed the last show. Great as always. I really enjoyed the part about the small cocks. I am average 5.5 inches, and I remember Luigi saying on one show that every cock has the same nerve endings and hits orgasms no matter what size they are. I have only had one cock in my ass, and it was a 5.5 inch cock. It was exactly perfect, as it wasn't so big. It tried to split me down the middle, and it hit my prostate perfectly. I rode it just a short time and I was squirting all over."
Squirting.
Hot. "I have never had that kind of orgasm before or since. Had it been a big 10-inch cock, I would have been in pain and not able to come. I am also on Blue Sky, and I guess I need to follow different people because 99% of the dicks I see are big 10-inch or bigger. Makes me feel like I wish I had a bigger dick. Matt, can you let us know how to follow your naughty pics on Blue Sky? Would love to follow you. Thanks for all the great shows, John." Well, thank you so much, John. And I actually don't have an adult Blue Sky. I have an adult X account, but I closed that. But, you know, maybe if I ever do, I will definitely message you personally and let you know, and everybody else can kind of stumble upon it. But yeah, one of the things that I try to do with our BGSS on Blue Sky is have kind of a really hot cross representation of everybody, but I don't usually post any of those Separate topic, kind of. The AI porn shit is driving me nuts. It is not hot. Now, I'm not saying that some of it can't be hot. I've seen some of the cartoon AI type stuff, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. But when they're trying to be hyper-realistic, and it's like guys with dicks that are bigger than their bodies, practically, and they're gushing so much cum that it's just like all over the place. It's like just, it's weird and it's creepy, and that's just my flavor. I'm sure there's some people that like it, and that's totally cool, but it's not my thing. But my original point is that I try to post everybody. If you're hot, I don't care if you're a big guy, if you're a small guy, if you got a big dick, if you got a small dick, I will repost your stuff on our account, because, you know, there's something for everybody, I think.
There is. There is. And, yeah, because you were just... part of that, too, is the AI porn. I don't know. So, like, regular porn, you know, actually, like you had said, just said, as John had just said, the, you know, size of the dicks on porn, you know, granted, you know, they hunt these men down. So these these men with these ginormous penises, 9 to 10 inch penises, they hunt them down. So don't feel inadequate. I am a solid fat 7, and I feel like I'm too small. You know, I mean,
and I just think that's ridiculous. Yeah, but I understand because yeah,
our comparisons come from men that are abnormally large, and so yes, I mean, so to then, you know, further make it worse with AI, you know. So like, I remember growing up, and I've said this before on a different show, but I was always told that the way to gauge a big dick was, does it reach to your, when you're laying down, does it reach to your belly button?
Okay.
That is the, and this is told to me by a woman who preferred large penises. And she said that, you know, that is the largest she ever wants to see, is a penis that is large enough to reach the belly button.
Okay.
Because if any of us have tried, I mean, like, I'm an inch away from the belly button. At 7 inches. So, I mean, essentially, if you went off of that as a base, then, you know, she's saying that at 8 inches, that's the biggest she ever wants, and that's the biggest she could ever care for. So, I mean, you know, so, yeah. So, I mean, and what we're seeing on porn is, like, fucking 9, 8, 9 you know, inch dicks, you know? Most of us don't have those. Nope. Most of us do not. That is a freak of nature. Just enjoy what you have. Right. Because guess what? That is what you get. And the truth of it is your husband or future husband is going to love that penis.
Right. And that's another thing, too, is your sex life is going to exponentially, big word, improve if you learn to be happy with what you got. I don't care if you got a 3-inch, you know. If you learn to be happy with it, and you improve, you get all your skills going, your mouth, your everything, you know, you just learn to enjoy sex and enjoy who you are and enjoy your body, other people will go along with it and be like, hey, I'm down, you know?
Yeah, no, I was with a guy who had, you know, a shorter end of the average spectrum, and he fucked like a demon. So, I mean, it all depends on the amount of excitement you are bringing to the table.
Absolutely. So, anyway, great to email. I am so thankful that you're out there, John. All right. Hey, got a topic for you. What do you want? You want the topic or you want the news story first?
Let's do the topic and then we can do the news story.
Okay, so... I have a new term for you. It may not be a new term for everybody, but a new term for us. Ready? This is called nebula sexual. It is a term for people who find it difficult, often due to being neurodivergent, to clearly define whether they experience sexual attraction. The word comes from nebulous, meaning cloudy or unclear. It falls under the quasexual spectrum, and isn't about confusion or indecision. It's a stable sense of ambiguity around attraction. Many nebulous sexuals say that they might want sex or relationships, but can't tell if the desire stems from sexual attraction or something else. The label gives language and validation to those who experience whose experiences don't fit neatly into traditional definitions of sexuality or attraction. And that seems like it's a lot to wrap your head around. But one aspect of it is something like, okay, have you ever, and I'm sure you have, but let's go with this for our listeners, looked at a guy who is so, who you just are like, they're so fucking beautiful, and you just feel this like affinity toward them, and like there's this feeling inside like, God, they're just so fucking beautiful, and yet you don't want to fuck them. You just want to look at them. And that is one aspect of something like this. It's like, even if you, like for us, when we look at, like, I don't know, say, Dua Lipa, that's for me. And you watch one of her videos, and you're like, God, she is so fucking amazing and so hot. And so, like, I'm like absorbed by everything about her in this music video.
Yeah.
But I don't want to fuck her. I don't want to marry her. I don't want to. But I'm so attracted to her and what's going on that it's giving me a physical reaction to it.
Yeah.
And so, that is a small aspect of some of this. But also, as I have recently learned that I have neurodivergent stuff going on, I kind of understand this because, yeah, there are times when I'm like, oh my God, I want to have a relationship and I want to do this and I should call this guy and hook up with him. And then later on, it's all like, nah, that was a good, I don't really want to do that. You know? But anyway. So it's kind of a catch-all. Anyway, what do you think?
I don't, actually, in this case. I don't know what to say about any of it.
Yeah.
I do understand the Dua Lipa thing. I do. There's been many times I've been in a, like, belly dancers. Belly dancers turn me on, but not enough for me to be sexualized. But enough for me to be titillated. So,
yeah.
Titillation.
So, the reason this came up is because it was posted, and then one of the people that, well, the person that posted it was all going on about, you know, why do we have to have a label for every fucking little thing? And basically, the answer everybody had was because we want, if we're going to be with you or have a relationship with you or whatever, we want to be seen. Completely seen and understood by you, and so these labels help. They're not to separate us or super define us. They're to help you understand who we are if we're connecting. So anyway, so if anyone out there has any experience with that, wants to talk about that or whatever, we would love
nebulous sexuals
to hear from you.
Let's talk.
In the meantime, we got some news coming on. Do you want to read this one?
Well, yes.
Okay.
California's tightening online safety rules with Governor Gavin Newsom's signing of Assembly Bill 1043, the Digital Age Assurance Act. The law, effective January 1st, 2027, requires new phones, tablets, and computers to verify users' ages through the device's operating system or app store before downloading or purchasing apps. Violations could cost companies up to $7,500 per youth. It also boosts penalties for deep fake pornography, allowing victims to sue for up to $250,000. However, the Free Speech Coalition clarified that the law does not apply to adult entertainment websites after a last minute amendment removed that provision. Newsom said the measure ensures our children's safety is not for sale, while industry groups continue to advocate for similar protections online.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting story. Now, one of the reasons that in California that it's kind of gone that way is because basically, one of our big industries is porn. In California, we have a lot of that industry here, and it generates a lot of capital. It doesn't hurt, right? So, I mean, and we're the fourth largest economy in the world. Like, if we were our own country.
Porn, but that's because agriculture. And a lot of stuff. The porn just is a little...
No, the porn helps, but also the movie industry baby. And, mm-hmm. A lot of other stuff. So, yeah. But basically, this is a way that... Because the other states and stuff are trying to make it so that you have to basically... register your identity to be able to get onto porn sites and stuff like that. And this is like, no, this way it's done on the device so that you have a little bit more security.
Autonomy. Well, yeah. I mean, anonymity.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word.
Yeah, I know, because that started in, was it Florida and Tennessee? Because I know two of my friends are affected by it.
Yeah.
And they are essentially being, watched every time they go to a porn site.
Well, even in Texas, they can't even see that shit unless they have like a VPN or something like that.
Oh.
So. Huh. Yeah. Like, how to make a state crazier? Cut off their porn.
Yep.
Yeah.
You think they're fucking cousins now.
They don't even know they're cousins till they already fucked them at that point. Yeah. Anyway, very interesting. You got any more other topics you want to talk about?
No, but we do have some interviews.
Okay.
They are happening.
Well, then let's talk real quick about some cool recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
Or some hot recommendations, actually.
Not cool.
No.
They're hot.
But let's start with the Naked Nerd on Blue Sky. You can find him over at thatnakednerd.bluesky.social.
Yeah, tap the media. Tap it.
I will if you right. Just calm down. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that dick, man.
Dick.
And, oh, that dick's going in a hole. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I just I stumbled on him the other day.
Did you stumble on him and fall?
He's very versatile. Look at that. He takes a dick like a champ.
By Jackson Valor.
Yeah. Doggy always does it. Mm. And so, but he tops as well as he bottoms. And he also does dress up different costumes and, places and stuff like that. Here's some of his Halloween picks. He's Wolverine with a cock that is...
is a Wolverine.
America is a dick.
He's going to pulverize your penis.
Yes. Oh, and they're painting the penis blue. Very fun. Boring. I don't know if you'd really want that inside you. But, yeah. I stumbled on his page and had to follow him immediately. He's hot as fuck. Anyway, so just a big shout out there. Once again, that's the Naked Nerd on Blue Sky.
I'm seeing less nerd and a lot more naked.
Oh, my God. I'm just seeing hot as fuck.
Hot nerd.
I love
And one of my favorite genres of man is muscle nerd.
Oh, yeah.
And muscle nerd meaning like they're kind of fit fat, but they're very having a good time.
One of the things that I love is somebody with a sense of humor who, does costumes, does, different stuff. I love that. And that's one of the reasons I loved our Chris Stewart. Anyway, let's see. And your recommendation here. Blam. Bitch
pudding. Hard and stroking. So it's H-A-R-D. N-S-T-R-O-K-N. Hard and stroking.
Yeah.
I adore this man. This man is quite something. He has a beautiful set of nards. Just beautiful balls. Yeah. He has a great time just jerking off. He is fuzzy as hell. He's like the son of Grizzly Adams. He is, and you can tell, he smiles often, and that really is kind of a turn on. And look at those nards right there. And look at that.
I know.
He's got them beautiful, shiny,
crazy.
And shaved. And good looking, just a good looking guy. And that's hard and stroking.
Yeah. And, he actually, in some of this, reminds me of... of your one of your exes.
Yes, you Mojo. Know.
Yeah.
He's very Mojo-esque.
But,
See, and he's got one of the popper necklaces.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also got one of those fun... some of the popper necklaces come with a fun little attachment.
A little huffer.
So all you have to do is push a button and then start huffing.
And he's got an attachment where he's squirting, too. Anyway, yeah. You know, that's one of the things is you can be... When you're doing whatever, you can be all mean and rough and call me a faggot and, you know, hold me down, whatever else. But then there's the flip side of that where when we're having fun and somebody's smiling and somebody's like having a really good time like that, that can be such a fucking turn on. And especially when you're working in the industry where you're jerking off mostly for your OnlyFans and stuff like that.
You're working and jerking?
You want to be approachable. You don't want to be a pushover.
Yeah.
But be approachable.
And there are people who have a look that is hard.
Yeah.
And that they can use that look.
Right.
There is an audience for that. But for most of us, we have to rely on being kind, sweet, and fun, you know? And you can be a little hard.
When
are you going
to do that?
I know. I need to learn. I need to learn to smile instead of snarl.
Right.
You should have called me Carl because I like to snarl.
Ooh. It rhymed. Okay. So that was them wrecks.
Yeah, hard and stroking.
And yeah, definitely give them a look. Hey, beat your heat to Desert Meat. Check out the latest issue of Desert Heat Magazine at desertheatmag.com, and it is free.
Yep. You want some free jerking material?
Yeah.
Desert Heat. Do it. At Beta Bomb. So we're Beta Bomb. It is a masturbatory cream, and it is a dream for your peen. So get to it.
I need to get some of the descented.
Descented?
Yeah.
Or is that unscented?
That too.
Yes.
No, I want one that had the scent first, and then it was descented.
Just a little side note. So they offer two kinds. So if you are scent sensitive, then you want to go ahead and get with the unscented. But if you're like me, and you love a good lumbersexual feeling, then you want the scented. Because the scented actually smells like a nice campfire.
It does. It smells like a campfire and yeah.
Yeah, it smells like smoky wood and it's very pretty. Yeah, so I mean it smells like a nice fireplace or you're out camping.
Which I don't really like to camp.
I like to glamp more than camp, but I'll camp.
Yeah. I'll do a cabin like we did.
Well, that's glamping.
Really? I don't know.
That's what it's called.
I always thought, glamping was like the taking the big trailer.
Well, I mean, yeah, fifth wheels and you know, but a cabin, a light cabin, not just, you know.
Yeah. No, the time that we did that down in Guerneville was really actually fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Don't forget to check out the hottest sex on our Blue Sky.
Oh.
Almost, yeah. Anyway, Ryan Landers XXX and Randy Morgan XX or X, just X.
And check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and all major digital book distributors globally.
Yeah. You know what pisses me off?
What?
Side note is that my books, my personal books, don't all show up on Amazon because Amazon has started to kind of quietly block more LGBT books. Like, just regular books.
And folks, I am going to say this as a cautionary. I think, honestly, things will start to dwindle a bit.
Yeah.
For our community. And in this current regime, if it keeps going the way it is.
Yeah.
I would say, if you have a favorite porn, download it now. If you have a favorite DVD, safeguard it now. I just think right now our current regime is focusing different folks right now, but I think we are next on the list.
Yep. So hide your porn, hide your wife.
And all of us that are flashing our junk on, a lot of these, we might want to start worrying about... I mean, it's too late, honestly, because it's out there.
Right.
But we might want to start thinking about not...
being as well. It's kind of like, you know, when they're like, you know, well, maybe you should think about kind of, you know, being a little quieter. And I'm like, since like 2007. Oh, well, no, let's go back to when I was writing for Gay Papers.
There you go.
Since 1998, I'm out there.
Yeah.
I can't really go can't back get, yeah, in the fucking closet
out of the bottle
now. You
on
know?
Many of us.
I mean, look at us. How much have we shared on this show for our listeners? You know?
I know. I have a bisexual neighbor who kind of does this kind of, he goes into like, okay, here's how we're going to make it through if this turns ugly, you know? And of course, he's like, yeah, okay, you're going to marry our lesbian neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, look, I don't think I can get by with that. I've already been married to a man.
Mm-hmm.
I have,
sort of.
I've been on stage, you know, for gay plays naked. I have this long, I mean, my gay resume is substantial.
Yeah.
More art than porn, but, you know, there is some porn out there somewhere. So, out there somewhere. But, yeah, so I mean, so I'm not saying that we should be afraid, and I'm not saying that we should be scared.
Well, we definitely shouldn't be silent.
Yeah, we definitely not. Absolutely.
But
not
we should kind of watch our backs.
On what's about. Absolutely. Yeah. Don't be afraid to be you, but definitely watch your back.
Right. And on that fabulous note,
as perky as that was.
Yeah, thank you for
being a friend.
Supporting us, for being there. Go check out our Patreon if you want to support us a little bit more. It really does help, especially since a lot of the hosting fees and stuff like that are going up again. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
And we love you, and we will catch you next time.
Mwah.
Bye.
UnivazPods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.